This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the MUT empowers local TVET college students with enrollment information, a KZN school torched vandalized during exams. Time is 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. Kululeko Gxaba, administrator of the Deputy Registrar's Office at Mangosuthu University of Technology, facilitated a tailored program for office management students from Coastal College Umlazi on October 28, 2025, aiming to guide them on seamlessly transitioning to MUT's office management diploma. The program, hosted at MUT, was a result of discussions between Gxaba and Coastal College lecturers and management. Speeches from staff at both institutions supported the easy switch, with Bongani Gxabe, a lecturer in the Department of Office Management and Technology at MUT, sharing his inspiring story of progressing from a receptionist to a PhD holder and lecturer, encouraging students to consider furthering their studies beyond TVET. Gxaba's initiative is part of establishing a formal relationship with the TVET College, and he has called on other MUT administrators to support the program, which has endless possibilities to both institutions and serves as a launch pad for forming communities of practice between MUT and Coastal College students, positioning MUT as a true anchor university within Umlazi Township. In other news, Mpolweni Secondary School in Mgungundlovu will continue with exams despite being vandalized and damaged by fire. The school's hall remains intact, allowing matric pupils to write their National Senior Certificate exams as scheduled. KZN Education MEC Sipho Hlomoka has condemned the attack, describing it as a criminal and cowardly act targeting children's future. The department will enhance school security with police and community policing forums. Assistant and law enforcement agencies will investigate and prosecute perpetrators. And finally, Casper Nyoves has faced constant criticism throughout his career, from his music and fashion to his social poster and appearance. Despite this, he remains resilient, saying his faith in Christ keeps him going. He chooses not to retaliate against negativity, instead focusing on positive energy. Nyoves has been mocked for his weight and other aspects of his life. Paris used these comments as motivation, sharing his fitness journey and speaking out against body shaming double standards. He believes arguing online is pointless and prefers to focus on meaningful things, celebrating his worth and achievement instead of engaging these trolls.
Now you talking my language. I was getting booed off. I had dirt on my name. Niggas ain't respect me. When I got in, they gave me the promise that once I got onto my feet, they gon' see me on Boozoo and MTV Base. And I never thought I would live up to my dream, let alone all the people who told me I've changed, but who really working? It's hard to stay the same. They just looking for somebody to point.
A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT empowers local TVET college students with enrollment information, and a KZN school torched vandalized during exams. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin tomorrow at 7 o'clock with Sianda Khumalo on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. For MUT Radio News, I am Khakazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.